Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we are, hour three of Sports Talk here on WWL. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, Mark Menard at Master Control. Right to our phones we go. Jimmy and Gretna. What's going on, Jimmy? You're on WWL.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, look, I'll cut right to the chase. Internet, social media is talking about a possible trade, of Jameis Winston to the Dallas Cowboys because they're down to their third-string quarterback. They're trying to salvage their year.
You said it, internet and social media.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And I know where you're going with this, Christian. It's not a reliable source. That's why I called you guys after weeks of no calls from me.
Jameis Winston. If we were to give up Jameis Winston, what do we get in return? Who?
I'm hearing we're looking for a safety, Bobby. We're looking for a safety to replace Marcus Williams.
You want a secondary member out of the Dallas Cowboys right now? I wouldn't take anybody that's playing for the Dallas Cowboys defense right now.
Hey, look, listen, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong here. Taysom Hill is the second string guy, right? And if Sean Payton stays the coach after Drew Brees in New Orleans, I think it's safe to say, even though Taysom had a little fumbleitis earlier in the year, he loves Taysom Hill. I know a lot of people don't think he's a quarterback.
No, he's not the future. Taysom Hill, I'd be shocked if he's the future starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints for years to come. I think he's an unbelievable football player. To say you're going to rely on him week in and week out, he's too aggressive as a runner. He needs to be more at times a pocket passer when you got receivers open, you got to deliver the ball and not just take off and run. So, Jimmy, that's why I don't know if they would trust Taysom over Jameis Winston right now if something ever happened to Drew Brees. God forbid, I don't want that to happen. But the one thing now, if Dallas would foolishly say, okay, we'll give you early round draft picks, because it's not going to be number one draft pick. Who knows? The Cowgirls might be with the Jets. Oh, J-E-T-S, Jets.
To the crop dusters.
So why don't they just give up? Dallas needs to give up for Trevor. Whatever.
Tanking for Trevor.
Yeah, tanking for treasure. The Cowgirls.
Trevor.
Yeah, well, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that right now? Because Dallas, that was embarrassing, that performance against the Redskins.
It's only going to get worse.
Against Washington.
It's only going to get worse. Listen, Jimmy, I appreciate the call. And look, social media and internet is a very, very dangerous place when it comes to these speculations, these rumors. If you're Dallas, like Bobby's talking about, if you're Dallas, why would you want to send draft capital to the Saints for a quarterback that may or may not, in all likelihood, not going to be your future, when you might be able to select the kid from Ohio State, Justin Fields, or Trevor Lawrence?
That'd be only a short-term fix versus a long-term.
And you're two and five right now?
So wait, who is even the quarterback for Dallas right now? Is he from a directional school? Come on,
where'd
Mark. Mark, you got to help us out.
We were looking at James Madison.
Okay, James Madison.
Ben DiNucci is okay.
Ben DiNucci from James Madison.
From James Madison. Listen, you know why I respect James Madison? Because I still call it 1AA. They're always relevant. James Madison out of Virginia. They're always relevant up there with North Dakota State. But you know who's the most unbelievable player out of James Madison? One of the greatest pass rushers in NFL history. Charles Haley. Charles Haley with the 49ers. How did he end up at James Madison? I mean, why didn't he go like to Virginia Tech, University of Virginia, Penn State, or whatever? He went to James Madison. So you can find players anywhere. But the point being, if that's who Dallas is going with to close out the season, but on another tangent, why is Dallas the team, as a team, they don't have Andy Dalton's back? When Andy Dalton basically got crucified, headhunted, right there with that hit. What was that Redskins linebacker?
Bostic.
Okay, Bostic. There should have been a brawl. They should have came flying, and all of a sudden
it's
a free fall.
They have
so
zero
fight. So with nobody having Andy Dalton's back, right then I said the Cowgirls are pitiful as the Jets. They have no backbone. They have no spine to not have your quarterback's back. I mean, that was ridiculous.
James Murray from Impractical Jokers got a new book out. You'll hear about it next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, pleased to be joined by one of my favorite Impractical Jokers, James S. Murray. Murr, how are you?
Yo, how's it going, man? How are you?
We're good. Me and Bobby, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, alongside. And so you got a new book coming out?
Yes, it just came out a few days ago. It's called Don't Move. It's perfect for Halloween, perfect if you'd love to be scared for the haul.
Now, Murr, just to change the topic a little bit, we're in the NFL season. What's up with the Giants? Isn't that your team, the New York Giants?
It is. I grew up watching the Giants. My family, I think I mentioned last time, my family has had Giants season tickets since literally like the 50s or 60s, forever. So yeah. We grew up going to see the games all the time, you know.
So are you a loyal Giants fan? Are you kind of a
I'll go with
who's winning. What about the Saints?
Here's the problem. I just got married a few weeks ago. And my wife is a diehard Eagles fan, and so is her family. And they kind of insist on me wearing Eagles jerseys, you know, when the game's on. And I had to go to Eagles tailgate last season. And it feels a little bit like I'm betraying my team, but also my wife is more important.
Yeah, exactly. So, Murr, what do you dress up for Halloween, or what is your – all-time favorite costume, or you just kind of, you know, just goes yourself with your shirt off and your nipples pierced, or what?
Yeah. I have enough on my body to go as anything I want. I got the tattoo of a Ferris Scott on my thigh. I have Q's wig that I can wear on my head to go as Q. I have the nipple piercings. You know, I can inject myself with Novocaine and just be me from The Punishment on the show. I think my favorite, though, would probably be to put a James Smith tattoo on my body and go with Sal.
You can't get a prostate exam, though, on Halloween and do that.
I'll tell you something funny. They just punched me again last week in my backyard, and they had a urologist, a proctologist, and my wife there, who's a nurse.
Wow. I can't wait to see this one. So you guys are back shooting.
We started filming a couple weeks ago again after like a 6-month break, but we're back at it now.
Murr, seems like I don't know what you called it, but I'd be flipping the channels. Seems like it was a big success when y'all would host these different dinners, and then you know, it seems like that was a big success. That whether you're dealing with the pandemic or not, that seemed like a winner.
It comes back. We filmed another 10 episodes. It was so popular. It comes back this Thursday night, brand new episodes. It's called Impractical Jokers Dinner Party. It was birthed from a place of missing our friends. Like the guys and I have not gone this long without seeing each other in 30 years, if you can imagine. So we just genuinely missed each other, and we were doing it on our own. We were just getting together and having dinner together on Zoom, and we said, well, why don't we – and we were crying laughing doing it. We said, why don't we film it and put it on TV? And so we did.
James Murray from the Impractical Jokers got a new book out. He's an author as well. James, tell folks about your book and how they can get it.
It's a great thriller. It's perfect for Halloween. It's called Don't Move. It's about a church group from the Bronx that goes on their annual summer camping trip to West Virginia But this particular summer, they wander into the wrong woods because these woods are inhabited by this terrifying prehistoric arachnid that can sense their vibration wherever they go in the forest. And the only way out is a class 5 rapids river, and they have no boat. It's perfect for the fall. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold, or jamesmurrayofficial.com, and you can get an autographed copy right there.
Now, Mert, with all your experience, would you say you're a better writer than director as far as movies?
Son of a gun. You're giving it. See, this is why I love you guys, because I call in and you give me the business. That's why. It feels like I'm hanging out with friends. Yes, I'm a terrible director. I'm a very good writer, I promise you.
What's marriage life been like?
It's been great, man. It's been great. But, you know, obviously, we spent 7 months living together 24 hours a day this year. It was a little tricky planning a wedding because we had to plan 4 different weddings, you know, from the regular one all the way down to, like, 5 people in our backyard and everything in between. But we kind of had a crash course in living together by just the past 7 months. So it's been great. It's been great and fun, and it's great having, you know, just somebody to spend my life with and rather than being alone, which I thought I would be for the rest of my life.
So, Mark, you think she married you because you're so popular? Because it can't be because you're good looks. I mean, it was just because you're famous now and you got a lot of money or what?
We're on Channel 1 million, so it's not the money. It's definitely not my looks, so it's got to be my sense of humor, I guess.
James, when are you guys going to get Joe and get him good? He seems to evade you guys with punishments. He's kind of the leader. He's the least punished. You got to amp up the game a little bit.
Gentlemen, if you have ideas, let me know, because he's impossible to get it. You have a friend like that. He's born without any shame. I don't know what to do. I'm at wit's end. I don't know what to do to possibly get Joe Gatto. I'm open to ideas.
Well, the thing is, what I love, like you said, no, he is shameless. Just how he sports his belly in the open park and around individuals he doesn't know, and he thinks he's so sexy. I mean, it's just he has no shame, like you said.
I guess when you have a body built like his, you have to own it and accept it. You know, like he's built like a like. 2 or 3 hourglasses put together.
That's a good way to describe it. Hey, I'll give you an idea. Make him say something, anything kid-related. He's a father, so exploit that. Exploit those opportunities where he might have to talk down to kids or say something to kids that he normally wouldn't want to say.
We did that recently in the show. We brought him into like a parent-child kind of meeting or conference, and he had to answer questions about how he raises his daughter in front of his daughter. It was great. That's you're right. That's his only Achilles heel.
James Murray from the Impractical Jokers. And James, if and when you guys can get down here to New Orleans, we'll love to talk about it and promote it for you. And heck, if you want some guest jokers, me and Bobby are there.
I'm going to take you up on that for sure. And I hope to see you guys soon next time we're down there, gentlemen.
Bye, Mur.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mur.
Take it easy.
This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk, tracking Tropical Storm Zeta. Keep it locked here for all the latest on the Tropical Storm. Bobby, LSU and the Saints, their punters were not called upon whatsoever this weekend.
Well, Zach von Rosenberg sounded like a German aristocrat. But, Christian, this guy is still playing college football. What, he's in the late 20s? He'd be 30 years old. He's been an unbelievable punter for LSU. He's been actually up until this weekend because we had all of a sudden return for a kickoff, and that had happened since 39 years with Eric Martin, who I threw a number of footballs to, but he's been the MVP of the special teams. He didn't punt when Thomas Morstead didn't punt. Have you ever witnessed on a weekend an LSU game and a Saints game where they don't even punt? Is that going to be more frequent considering you look at how efficient offenses are, that we're not going to see too many punts? But Thomas Morstead, it's not directly a quote, but he said, like, I could have been inactive. which I think is true. But now he has to hold for field goals right. and extra points. But Thomas Morstead did not punt for the Saints. And Zach Von Rosenberg did not punt for the LSU Tigers. So, Christian, I mean, we don't want to punt. If you're supporting the local team, LSU and the Saints, that's a good thing. But have you ever witnessed that?
Not on the same weekend from
either
team.
Yeah, the same weekend.
Yeah, no, have not. And then you flip it on the other side, look at the Rams punter, Johnny Eckler.
He was unbelievable last night, a difference maker.
Oh, flipping fields.
Yes.
I think he had five downed inside the 10-yard line.
Listen, I think Thomas Morstead is great. I think the Rams punter is greater. You know when you talk about they have 32 punters, it's like, okay, who's truly the best?
So we're going to rank punters now.
No, we're ranking punters. I think Thomas Morstead, and I give him up for anyone. But that Rams punter, Christian, I want to say he's Oregon State, if I can recall.
Yeah, he's also an accomplished faker with his, you know, the fake punt throws.
He's very accurate.
Very accurate with that.
Accurate with that. So that's a good weapon the Rams have. But it's amazing. You look how clutch he was. Morstead is clutch, but he's even on a different level. He might be the best of the best.
He's Bobby. I'm Christian. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Christian, don't give Murr any marriage advice. No, I won't. Divorced dude, probably will never be married again. Don't belong being married. Just being honest. Won't give Murr any of that, any kind of marriage counseling whatsoever. We had James Murray on of Impractical Jokers earlier. If you missed it, want to hear it again, radio.com/rewind is your friend. Saints and Bears Sunday, LSU and Auburn Saturday. Do you call Auburn the Tigers, the Plainsmen, the War Eagles, what?
Well, they have three nicknames. They're all appropriate. But I know that they have a punk-ass mascot in their tiger. You ever seen the Auburn tiger?
Yeah.
I mean, what, is he sick? Does he have COVID? I mean, he looks like a COVID mascot. I mean, is he, like, struggling? I mean, the Auburn tiger mascot looks very sickly.
He does look sickly.
I mean, he just looks sickly. Now, the Plainsmen, I love the War Eagles. They do the War Eagle chant and all that. I'm not going to disrespect that. So they got three mascots. But listen, as dominant, even when Auburn is, the Auburn Tigers, every now and then, they're still not state champs. They might be state champs every now and then. But how can you, if you're an Auburn Tiger fan, because they hate Alabama. They freaking hate the Crimson Tide. But who's truly relevant over the long haul? You'd have to give Alabama the nod. Listen, you look at Bo Jackson. You look at Cam Newton. I don't think Alabama's ever had a more dominant player than a Cam Newton and how significant he was that one year to help Auburn be national championships, to be national champions. So when I look at Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl, I understand all that. I mean, I'm going back to even Tommy Tuberville, who I've been associated with Coach O and M way back when that University of Miami. So this when T-Bob was in sixth grade, and I took him to Tommy Tuberville's football camp. So I've been around Auburn and Alabama football. But Auburn is always one of those teams where every now and then they get that freaking punch and it knocks Alabama off their feet. And they're able to all of a sudden say, no, we the team. But they cannot sustain that for 3 or 4 years. Alabama's still the top dog. So I would be extremely disappointed considering where Auburn's at right now if LSU does not go and win on the road. Now, I know it's on the road. And I'd be extremely disappointed if the Saints don't win on the road against Chicago. And to show y'all I'm keeping it real, I don't think the Saints are going to go on the road and beat Tampa Bay. Now, I hope they do, but I'm just calling like I see it. I don't think LSU right now could surpass Alabama or where they're at. But, you know, that's down the road. But right now, the Auburn Tigers, I mean, I look at them. They kind of dysfunctional. You might say the LSU Tigers are dysfunctional. So, but I just think we have a great chance to win on the road against Auburn.
Auburn's quarterback, Bo Nix, is struggling. He's flat out struggling this year.
Well,
did you see they put this 280-pound tight end in and run a wildcat sometimes?
Well, the problem with Bo Nix now, you know what? He's too gifted maybe with his feet. Why in the hell are you running all around at times when you don't have to run around? How about you just step up in the pocket and make a throw?
Maybe he can't read a defense.
No, maybe not. Because to me, he bails too early. He's bailing out when you don't need to be bailing. Listen, there's nothing wrong with having that ability, but if you can make a play in the pocket, you got to make it. Make that throw. Then if it's like shut down, whatever, then you bail. He bails way too early. That's the problem with Bo Nix at Auburn.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, and I have James Franklin, or Chris Franklin, excuse me, from Channel 4 next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
James Franklin, Penn State, coming on.
Yeah, yeah. Text here on our Mortgage Financial Talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. If the Cowgirls draft Trevor Lawrence, what are they going to do with Dak Prescott? Let him walk.
Walk, walk, let him walk, walk, walk. Yeah.
It's clear. Trevor, the future's brighter. He'll be around longer. He's younger.
Now listen, Hootah Nation are football fans, and Christian, Mark, whoever wants to do this project, Steve Geller, that'd be interesting. Trevor Lawrence, because you always want to get young in the position and what you're forecasting for the future. What teams would want Trevor Lawrence to be their quarterback?
We can do it right now.
Okay, you have 32 teams. You would not say the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, right?
We'll start in the NFC West. Okay. Seahawks, no. Arizona, no. Rams, no. The Niners, yes.
Yes, without a doubt, yes.
He'd be an upgrade over Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep, without a doubt.
In the NFC North, Packers, no. Bears, oh yeah, big time. The Lions, yeah, and certainly the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings, and I think the Lions are going to move on from Matthew Stafford, even though I'd welcome him in a Saints uniform.
Tampa Bay, sure, they still
would. Yes, without a doubt, because they're looking to the future. Tom Brady's like year to year.
Same thing with the Saints, Panthers, and Falcons. I think they all three.
Yes.
They would all three take Trevor Lawrence. Philly, Carson Wentz, probably not. Because I still think Carson Wentz, he was on track to be an NFL MVP before he got hurt, and his offensive line's terrible this year. I'm a big fan of Carson Wentz. I think it would be premature to give up on him.
Well, that's questionable.
Okay.
You know, that could be in the conversation where you could have an argument.
The Washington football team, of course.
Yes.
The New York Giants, of course. The Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen.
I would say no.
I would probably lean no, too.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, no. They got Tua. The Patriots, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They would love for that to happen. The New York Jets, for sure. They're going to draft him if he's – even with Sam Darnold. If the Jets get that number one pick, they're picking him. The Pittsburgh Steelers are Big Ben, I think you can make the case for.
Without a doubt, they'd go with Trevor Lawrence because where Big Ben, how old he is in the back end of his career.
The Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson?
I don't think so. Even though I think Trevor Lawrence is a better passer, I still think they would go with Lamar Jackson.
The Cleveland Browns, he'd be an upgrade
over
Baker.
Hell yeah, for sure.
The Bengals.
Baker Mayfield, what?
The Bengals, they just drafted Joe Burrow.
No.
Tennessee Titans, even over Ryan Tannehill, maybe.
Who?
Tannehill's playing good football.
Yeah, that is, who else we said before? That would be in the conversation. It was some other team we mentioned earlier. Christian Kyle, it's like slipping. Who did we say that'd be in the conversation, whether you would take him or not?
Philly.
But Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Very similar. Ryan Tannehill, Carson Wentz, Trevor Lawrence. I agree with that.
The Indianapolis Colts, for sure.
Yeah, Phil Rivers old.
Houston Texans, I don't know. I think Deshaun Watson's not the problem down there.
No, he's not the problem. The team is taking a step back. It's not the quarterback.
Gardner Minshew and Jacksonville Jaguars, for sure. They might have a real shot of getting him anyway. They're 1-6 right now.
Yeah, but how could you not be a Minshew fan?
Sure.
I mean, come on. Of course. He is like the most blue-collar quarterback, whatever. He's like almost like a Napoleon Dynamite. Man, I'm going to tell you what. I bet you I could throw over those mountains. I'm going to just give me that ball. I bet I could throw over those mountains. No, he just seems like that guy. He seems like just a caricature that you see in a movie.
It's good.
I love Gardner Minshew.
All right, the Chiefs, no.
No.
The Raiders, yes.
Christian, depending on what the Raiders do with Derek Carr, because he did beat the world champs. He beat the Chiefs.
They're 3-3 right now.
Okay, no, that's why. Okay, let's just wait and see what's going to happen in the season. Though he's in the conversation. I agree with that.
The Chargers, no, they like their guy Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And the Broncos would definitely love to have Trevor Lawrence.
For sure. So where are you next?
We're done. We just had the exercise. More than half the teams would take Joe Burrow.
Without a doubt. They would take Trevor Lawrence because that's your quarterback for double-digit seasons. I don't know. You hope 15. For 15 years.
Yeah.
You hope that, but I don't know.
With the money being the way it is these days, guys might tap out a little earlier.
Right. You never know.
It is the Community Coffee Saints Hour next here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.